Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is Monday, July 11th. Tis I, Jesse Steele. You know what sucks? The Rona. Last week just about kicked my butt. And I'll tell you the truth, it wasn't even the sickest I've been. Like, I got an easy one out of the deal, apparently. And it was still awful. So, here's what it is. It just went through everybody. Like, I know so many people with the Rona right now. So anyway, that was why last week was a little sporadic as far as your newscast goes here. But we are back and better than ever. I wouldn't say that. I still have a cough, but at least I'm not contagious. So, there was a fire last week. We posted as much as we could about it as it was coming out, but because I was sick, I couldn't get out there and live stream like I wanted to, so I apologize for that. But it was a little gnarly. So we've got the update here from Christina Bloom Justice at the Bishop Fire Department, and I will read that for you. So at 2:45 p.m. Friday, July 8th, the Bishop Fire Department was dispatched to Fairview Circle for a structure fire. When the first unit arrived at the scene, three structures were already fully engulfed, with fire rapidly spreading into the nearby brush and neighboring residences due to windy, dry conditions. Seeing the magnitude of the incident, Bishop Fire requested mutual aid from throughout the region. Southern California Edison cut electricity to the surrounding area, and Cal Fire immediately directed their units towards the spreading vegetation fire to protect nearby neighborhoods. Friday's high winds, along with narrow access areas, propane tank involvement, and a lack of nearby fire hydrants, severely hampered firefighting efforts. Firefighters were forced to withdraw from Fairview Circle and had to fight the fire from Watterson Road. 17 water tenders made multiple trips to draft sites and fire hydrants to provide enough water to suppress the blaze. Tumbleweed Lane and Indian Creek Drive were evacuated as the fire spread. These evacuation orders were lifted later in the evening once forward progression of the fire was stopped. The Watterson Road area remained evacuated until mid-afternoon on Saturday as fire crews continued mop-up efforts. Firefighting resources remained at the scene throughout the night, Friday, all day Saturday, and continued to patrol the area as needed. 9 residences and approximately 20 outbuildings were destroyed in the fire. 4 additional residences were damaged. The cause of the incident remains under investigation and is believed to be accidental in nature. One firefighter suffered smoke inhalation during the Fairview incident. The firefighter was transported to Northern Inyo Hospital by Simons Emergency Services and was released later Friday night after treatment. One civilian was injured. Our hearts go out to everyone who lost their homes and were displaced by this fire, said Bishop Fire Chief Joe Dell. We are extremely grateful to everyone who stepped up to help fight this fire and to everyone who continues to help those affected. The Bishop Fire Department would like to extend a huge thank you to the numerous agencies that responded from throughout Eastern Sierra to help fight the Fairview fire, including Big Pine, Independence, Lone Pine, White Mountain, Chalfont Valley, June Lake, Antelope Valley, Wheeler Crest, Mammoth Lakes, Long Valley, Cal Fire, and the Inyo National Forest. The Inyo County Sheriff's Office, Simons Emergency Services, Reach Air Medical Services, the Bishop Police Department, Inyo County Health and Human Services, Mountain Warfare Training Center, Pickle Meadows, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, Indian Creek Mutual Water Company, Bishop Public Works, and the American Red Cross also provided assistance during and after the fire, as did the Bishop Paiute Tribe. That was really awesome. I also wanted to point out that two brothers from Italy in Big Pine shut down their entire restaurant in order to make pizzas that were donated to the firefighters during the ongoing effort. So that was incredible. I also didn't know this, Vons of Bishop, which donated sandwiches, snacks, and water, and countless other groups and individuals who came forward to support the firefighting and recovery efforts. If you have any questions about this, you can call Chief Dell or Christina Bloom Justice at 760-873-5485. She does such a good job, and they did such an amazing work, and it really sucks that many houses and outbuildings were destroyed, but imagine what it could have been if they weren't there. I mean, every one of those agencies is top-notch, and they deserve a solid handshake and a round of applause. Excellent, excellent work, everyone, for getting on that as fast as they did. So I do think the election results have been certified at this point. So, it looks to me like I'm not seeing the stuff that says final. Well, yeah, July 6th, final report. All right, so we're calling it right here. This is it. Inyo County Sheriff, Pritchard. Well done, Eric Pritchard. Pritchard. You did a fantastic job. We loved having you on Just a Minute with Amy Smith. Keep your eye out for more of those, by the way. Now that the candidate season's over, we're going to start just reaching out to local politicians, business owners, people of interest, and just do interviews with people, getting to know Oliver, getting to know you, getting to know all about you, that kind of thing. We're going to do that, just less singing. So thank you again for everyone that ran, Rennie, Vetter, and Johnston. You guys did a fantastic job. Thank you so much for being on our show. And in the future, when everybody chooses to run again for something, please reach out to us. We would love to help promote your campaign. First District Supervisor, looks like the winner is Jeff Gabriel. Also on Just a Minute with Amy Smith. Thank you, Jeff, for that. And congratulations and best of luck. Third District went to Scott Marsland. So that is also great. Good job, my friend. And we look forward to seeing more from you guys down here in Inyo County. So it looks like Mammoth, it never even changed on either of them, so it really doesn't matter. But Ingrid Braun is the sheriff still, and well-deserving. She's one of my favorite people. She's incredible. And she seriously put the whoop down. So, it wasn't even close. So I'm not even, it wasn't even like a close call there. And then also Linda Salcido did the same with 5th District Supervisor. So congratulations to both Ingrid and Linda, and you both did fantastic jobs. You have done so much for the community over the years, and you deserve everything that you get. So a hearty congratulations from your friends at Eastern Sierra Now. So July 22nd through the 23rd is going to be the June Lake Theater Festival. And two very good friends of mine actually run that. So you need to go check that out. Janet Hunt, Bill Hunt. Long time, lifetime friends. Teachers at some point. Great, great people. The June Lake Theater Festival is looking for several volunteers to help with the event on July 22nd through the 23rd. Positions include bartenders and runners to help with setup and teardown. Bartenders will receive tips, and all volunteers will receive credit for volunteer hours to get a free pass to June Lake Jam Fest. Anyone interested can contact Joni Hansen at volunteers@junelakearts.org or 760-264-6610. The festival is a week-long kids theater camp culminating in a performance on Friday and Saturday in conjunction with a small arts and crafts fair on Saturday and opening and closing bands on both days. More information on the event can be found at, it's a big one, you're just going to have to go to EasternSierraNow.com and click on the link there, and you can get in to help with this really cool organization and event that they put on for these kids. It's been really cool, and you can get tips out of it if you're a bartender. That's awesome. That's where the money's at anyway. Hey, while I'm going to the next story here, head over to EasternSierraNow.com and put in your email, would you? We're at 977. We're growing pretty fast. We were just at 930 a couple of days ago, and I want to hit that 1,000 subscriber mark really bad. We are so very close. So do it. When we hit that 1,000 mark, I will do a drawing of all of the names, and whoever wins, I'll buy them dinner at Coppertop Barbecue. Deal? So get over there if you haven't. Go to put your email in, and I will pay for a dinner for two at Coppertop Barbecue. Whatever you want to order, within reason. Don't be a jerk. When we hit 1,000, we're doing that. Also, if you really want to help out, hey, become a patron. Go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. That's the best way to help us, because then you can help fund local news, all the new stuff we're trying to build, all the videos we're putting out, the mobile app, everything that we're working on. It requires time and money and people, and it's a lot of work. And like last week when I had the Rona, I couldn't even do anything. I was wiped out the whole time. So what I needed was staff. If I had more people working on stuff, we could see what I mean. We could continue to grow. So it's just me and Kayla, and she's doing everything she can to put all the press releases and the news and stuff out for you guys. But there's so much more that needs to be done, and we need people doing that. So, and that's going to require money, and that's the best way to help us, is just to send us $5 a month, $10 a month, $7,000 a month, whatever it is that you think is local news is worth to you. But here's another way to look at it. How much money is a newspaper? It used to be a dollar back when I was a kid. It was less than that. It was like a quarter, 50 cents. The last time I paid for a newspaper, I believe it was $1. So, one newspaper, and the newspapers come out, what, twice a week now? So that's $2 a week, 2, 4, 6, 8. So $8 a month in newspapers, where if you spend $5 a month on Patreon with us, you get the news every single day as it comes out. Plus all these other mediums. It's not just reading 700 ads on some paper and then seeing one little story in there and then throwing the thing into the fire for your kindling. This is every single day on your mobile app, right there, ready to go. $5 a month, right? I mean, you can't beat it if you look at it from that direction. So give it a try. Go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow and help us out. That would be great. You know what else I just mentioned, now that this is opened, is the June Lake Jam Fest. So June Lake Jam Fest is number 7. There's no place like home. I agree. Man, this is awesome. Psychedelic, like Wizard of Oz meets Grateful Dead writing, and I'm sure that's the point. So bear with me because I'm trying to read it, but it's gnarly. September 9th through the 11th is the Jam Fest. It's 2022, and it is at, looks like, Gull Lake Park, June Lake. And Friday, the bands will be Groove Session, Jelly Bread, Trey Corum, Universe Peoples, Tenacious T, and The Ease. Saturday is Cubeness, Moon Alice, Shaky Feeling, The Storytellers, Corita, Hempstring Orchestra. Sunday, Dead Winter Carpenters, Achilles Wheel, Scott Pemberton, O'Theory, Alex Jordan Band, Common Allies, MHS Jazz Ensemble. That's awesome. Special June Lake JF Jam Fest. Okay, I got it. See, it's really hard to read this. Events at T-Bar Social Club. So that'll be Thursday on the 8th. So that is taking place at the T-Bar in the middle of town, not at the park. It's a kickoff party with Sanford Street on the 9th, which is Friday. After party with Lightning Dan and the Crawdads. 9:10, which is Saturday. After party with the Alligators. It's always a good time to party, Alligators. And then 9:11, after party with the June Lake Jam Fest All-Star Jam Finale. Oh, that's got to be good. So it sounds good. To get your tickets, you go to June Lake Jam Fest 2022.eventbrite, BRITE.com, or info at junelakearts.org. You can go check that out. So it's just www.junelakearts.org. You can go to Eastern Sierra Now, and or even better, get the mobile app. It's for, I didn't tell you guys, it's absolutely 100% through Google Now. The mobile app is ready for Android phones and ready for Apple phones. So whatever you have, head over there, get that. You can listen to this through it. You can get all this information. It's just going to keep growing from there. So you want that. Back to the story. You can get those links at either of those places. And there's a load of sponsors. You need to go check out who's sponsoring all this. There's some great people. We got Mono County Tourism. You know, they're one of our buddies. You've got June Lake Brewing, June Pie, Snow Creek. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really getting behind this. So that's pretty awesome. You should go check that out. Oh, look, a couple of pot dispensaries. Weird. So go check that out. Here's one that's near and dear to our heart. If you guys haven't seen it, you need to go check this out. Go to YouTube. You know what? In fact, I'm going to post it. You don't even have to go to YouTube. I am going to post the video to this article on EasternSierraNow.com. The article is 2022 Eastern Sierra Bowman Big John Shoot. You need to see the video Amy and I did of the last time the Sierra Bowman had their big shoot. It's hilarious. You'll love it. I promise. Go check it out. And when you do, and you click on it, please like it and subscribe to our Eastern Sierra Now on YouTube channel. That would help us so much. That's another way to really help us out. If we get enough of those, we can get monetized on YouTube, and then YouTube is cutting us a check for all the work that we're putting in. So, you know, there's a lot of ways to help us out. It's quite awesome, all the different ways that you can go about trying to help local news stay alive and local entertainment and things like that. So anyway, go check out that video. But here, let me read you the details about it. It's that time of year again. The 20th annual Big John Traditional Shoot will be held at the Big Spring site on July the 23rd and 24th. Signups will start at 9 a.m. both days, and our raffles will start at noon on Sunday, and pickup will be after. There is dry camping available at the site, but we will be observing all current fire restrictions in place at this time. We will have our Big John Traditional course set up, and also will have our 20-plus 3D target compound course set up. Fees will be $20 per single shooter and $30 per family. And I'll tell you, it's a pretty fun event. I went and shot some of it this last one that they had. It was a smaller shoot, but it was really fun. So Amy and I are thinking about going out and shooting on this. I have a pretty sweet compound bow, and we both have traditional bows, and we're going to go try it out and see what happens. So we'll see you up there. You guys need to go check that out if you got some interest in that. But regardless, watch the video. I promise you, you'll laugh. You'll like it. Especially if you like seeing me in a Robin Hood outfit. Who wouldn't? So there was a State of the Inyo, came out July 8th, and pretty much what it says is everything is going to be open at this point. There's no fires. You can't have campfires and stuff, but all of the campgrounds are open. It says this is the last one they're going to put out for the season because there's no need to keep saying open, 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 open. So at the end of the season, they'll start releasing them saying close, 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 close. But right now, you're pretty much golden to stay where you want to stay, where it's allowed. But remember, campfires are not happening. So there are some places where you can use the metal receptacle or whatever it's called in the camping spot in a campground that you're paying a fee for. Those ones you can have like a little campfire for making a barbecue and that kind of stuff. But there's no like rock circle barbecues and stuff anymore, or barbecues, fires happening, because everything will burn down, as we've seen. God, I wish they would do that Mississippi West. I've talked about it a million times on here. That would cure so many problems. And since the government's already printing money like crazy, why not just do it? I know it's going to cost a lot, but the gist is run the Mississippi through pumping stations and pipelines like DWP does to us here to LA. Run the Mississippi over to the Colorado River, which then in turn fills up all of those lakes like Lake Mead, and that lets Las Vegas and LA get more drinking water from there, so then they can let us have more of our water back up here, and it starts to re-green things and cause less fire damage. You also can make more, if you had the Mississippi going across the middle of the, let's say, Arizona desert, you could create serious amounts of farmland in there, help with world hunger, help with getting water to places that need it, and arid conditions where things are gnarly right now. There's so many good reasons for this. I have no idea why this isn't a thing, other than it just requires a presidential order and get on it, and it costs $1.5 billion to do, I'm sure. But how many other $1.5 billion things are we working on currently? So why not do something that can feed everybody and stop all the goddamn fires? That's my opinion. Anyway, let's move on. Speaking of wildfires, that was a good segue into this, and it was totally on accident. The fourth session of the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments, which is SCOG for those of you in the cool, is inviting residents to join virtual session on current Eastern Sierra fuels reduction treatment and other projects. The fourth session of the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments Citizens Wildfire Education Academy will focus on current Eastern Sierra fuels reduction treatment and other projects. The session is scheduled for Monday, July 18th at 6 p.m. The session will feature guest speaker Janet Hatfield, Forest Health Program Manager for the White Bark Institute. Ms. Hatfield will be providing a presentation on the Eastern Sierra Climate and Communities Resilience Project. The SCRP, which is what I just said, sets forth to plan for ecological forest restoration on approximately 56,000 acres of Inyo National Forest land surrounding the town Mammoth Lakes. The SCRP aims to intercept the current trajectory of our east side forests and return them to more historic densities. It's something that the Mississippi West would help with a lot too. Thanks, Jess. A critical step toward ultimately allowing us to return to using fire as a tool for forest health. This effort will work to make the forested landscapes we love more resilient to anticipated future threats from climate change, which include high severity fire, extended drought, mass beetle outbreaks, and changes in precipitation timing and amounts. These actions will also work to safeguard the town of Mammoth Lakes from catastrophic fire events and give emergency firefighting forces tactical options as they continue to encounter increasingly challenging and complex fire scenarios. Details on the SCRP can be accessed at eswildfirealliance.org/academy. Yes, the link is at easterntiernow.com. Should be pretty cool. So the schedules and topics upcoming will be July 18th is that one. And then you've got August 15th, which will be home hardening and defensible space projects. September 19th, smoke evacuation and other preparation procedures. And October 17th, insurance concerns, big one, local fire departments and fire safe councils. ESCOG is an association of city and county governments created to address regional issues. You guys need to check that out. I think that's going to do it for today, guys. We're pretty much there. Let me just throw out a couple of names here real quick. Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, they're the best. I talk about them all the time. They're in Bishop, 760-872-3849. You got to go check out those guys. Full service bar, by the way. Margaritas, anything that you want. And you can get them to go. That's the best part. So you can get all your stuff ordered. They'll pack it up for you, send you on your way. You can go home. You don't even have to sit there in the restaurant. One of our newest members, Mono Arts Council, is celebrating 30 years right now. And if you go to monoarts.org, you can actually help help celebrate that and help push them forward. They're trying to raise, I think, $30,000 for something with schools because they're 30 years. Anyway, it's a pretty good event. You need to definitely go check that out at Mono Arts Council. Giovanni's in the Stove. What can you say? Some of the best pizza around by far. The Stove. I actually just had breakfast there the other day and it was huge. I wasn't expecting that. I was thinking it was like two pieces of French toast and some eggs, and it was like 75 pieces of French toast and a whole carton of eggs, and it was crazy. So really, really good stuff is my point. So you want to go to the Stove and support them. I think we're going to call that for today, guys. We'll get back into some more advertising and some more other stuff tomorrow. So thank you for listening, and we will check in with you later.